It's 7AD, 7BU breakfast, and it's Power Savers time once again. Let's catch up with Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. Yeah, good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Lee.
We've only got a few days left in the month of August, and it's usually the time of the year that we devote the whole month to chat about off-grid solar. But it can spill into September, though. Why not?
Yeah, why not? So, you know, this year, due to illness, award ceremonies and the like, we're late starting off into off-grid month, so we're going to start this week and continue on into September. We'll cover the pros and cons, Lee. Should you? Shouldn't you? That's a good way to start. We know from our data analytics that our off-grid stories are the most viewed online, which is understandable since we install around 3 or 4 off-grid installations per month. And DMS Energy is well known as the Northwest Coast's first port of call if you require an off-grid energy solution. We will essentially be running over the same subjects as we did last year for off-grid month, but we'll be adding, you know, any new technology or design methods we've come up with since we celebrated August being off-grid month in 2021.
Lovely. First, what is an off-grid power system for those listening this morning that aren't aware?
Well, Lee, this is an electricity generating system of components that can provide an energy source that we can put to work. And when I say, I mean energise, and you know, I mean energise lights, refrigerate food, cook food, pump water, keep us warm, drive motors, basically just run our day-to-day life.
Great. And when do we need an off-grid system?
Now, most of our clients' motivation to go off-grid is the cost of connecting their property or site to mains or grid power. With ever-increasing cost to connect to the network, in many cases it's a no-brainer to put in an off-grid system. Other times it's not so clear-cut. And from a financial perspective, if the costs of connecting to the grid are the same or not much more than going off-grid, then grid connection usually becomes the obvious answer.
So with that in mind, what can an off-grid power system power up?
Anything, Lee.
The lot, the
anything.
Works.
It's virtually anything. You know, DMS Energy have powered up resorts. We've done farms. We've done large homes, small homes and shacks. We've done it with ease. There's no limit, really, to what an off-grid system can energise.
So it's pretty much all-purpose, isn't it?
It is. Obviously, the bigger it is, the more it costs. So, you know, there's a scale of economy there to consider, but literally, it's all scalable, yeah. So an off-grid system will be harnessing any source of energy available on the site. It's trying to energise. And all we're really going to be doing there, Lee, is capturing, converting and storing that energy. The energy sources we're usually tapping into on an off-grid are solar power, converting sunlight into usable energy.
Wind power?
Yeah, that's another one, which is harnessing kinetic energy from wind. And hydro-generated energy, which, like wind, is also capturing kinetic energy. Much rarer is geothermal, and that is using heat energy from the earth. And another rare type of use of energy source is wave technology, which is that's more bigger scale stuff.
Bigger scale, yeah. And this state of ours, Tasmania, I guess wind and hydro do play a big part in our overall energy generation capacity, doesn't it?
Oh, look, we're doing such a great job as a state. And both of those energy sources in smaller forms can be used quite successfully for an off-grid system. But they're really better utilised in utility size format. So wind is really, really best in big wind turbines. Hydro is better in big hydros. And when we start talking the smaller stuff, it's hard to get payback.
I guess the bigger projects bring over comes many of the shortfalls that wind and hydro have been used in smaller roles, I guess, Adrian.
Yeah, so like when you're talking about small wind and small micro hydro, they're very maintenance heavy for very little output. So a saying in our industry, if your site is windy enough to support a small wind turbine, you wouldn't want to live there.
No, that's right. And really that brings us to solar, doesn't it?
It does. So solar is just dependable. We know what it's going to do. Yes, we get cloudy days and the sun goes down, but, you know, that's we store that energy. This is how we capture it, store it and utilise it.
And it lasts a long time, no maintenance and moving parts.
Well, exactly, other than the occasional wash, Lee. Now, DMS Energy, the largest installers of Qcell solar panels in the state with other quality brands. So, yeah, we probably are more focused on the solar aspect of off-grid than, say, wind or micro-hydro, though we do it, yeah.
And you are the largest installers, too, of Qcells, which we've spoken about on Power Savers.
Yes, we are. Yes, for sure. We do. Basically, it's all we install now. That's our most popular brand. South Korean company, very long warranties, super performing panels, yeah.
Good way of looking at our energy sources and the other components that we do require. So I guess storage is the next thing.
That's it. You know, it's great having this free energy, Lee, but how do we store it so we can use it later on when the sun goes down? And the answer there is batteries. And there are quite a few different technologies and chemistries to choose from. These will range from lead acid and lithium, which are the most common types you'll see in the market today. Flow batteries, not so widely used, but quite an impressive technology. There are also NiCads and Edison batteries and things like that. Edison batteries invented by Edison himself, which are the nickel-ion batteries. And now, these aren't used much anymore, but they have quite a following around the world. DMS Energy primarily uses Sungel for lead batteries, and we use Power Plus lithium batteries for our off-grids. But we've also done a lot of installations with Redflow flow batteries, but they're more about bigger systems, yeah. But we'll talk about the pros and cons of different chemistries another week as we go across the off-grid subjects.
Sure. And another form of energy storage that is quite often overlooked is thermal storage.
That's right, Lee. We can heat water. We can heat thermal mass. So we can store that heat in insulated tanks used later on. You know, so your hot water cylinder is like the world's cheapest battery. Mm. We can store energy in that medium and then have a shower later on after dark. So it's essentially like a battery. You can also sink energy into concrete slabs and any thermal mass really that will radiate the heat out later on when you need it.
And we generally require an inverter?
That's right. Solar panels put out what we call direct current or DC. All batteries are direct current. Your car, Lee, that you would drive uses direct current. But our houses use alternating current or AC. The inverter is the device that converts the DC to AC, and an off-grid often converts AC back to DC from a generator to charge our batteries as well. And when we're talking about inverters, we use the Victron inverters. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk about AC and DC coupling next week, and we're going to talk about the pros and cons of that, different ways we can do it, and why would you do it? Yeah.
Now, today we chatted about sourcing our energy from off-grids,
yep.
Also touching on how we store our energy and what we need to convert DC to AC, and we can use it in our home. What are we going to talk about next week in Power Savers?
Yep, so that's the AC versus DC coupling. Now, there's quite a few misconceptions regarding this in the off-grid world, but it's an important conversation to have because both are equally important if they're used correctly. You know, they both have pros and cons. Mm. Yeah,
so. But there's quite a few misconceptions out there, though, isn't there, when it comes to off-grid world?
Yeah. The biggest thing we see out there, Lee, is off-grid sold as kits. Like, you know, oh, I'm going to go off-grid. Oh, here's your kit. Mm. But they haven't asked you what you want to energise, how many people in the house, what appliances do you want to run, how long are you going to run them for? And we generally find these undersized. And then the people are living off their generator most of the year, or they're just not happy. They're just not having a good time on off-grid. Whereas with us, we don't do that. People come to us, we fill in a load size form, we develop a load profile, then we custom design a system that suits their needs, and so everyone's happy.
So for all our off-grid needs, what do we do?
Yeah, call 1300 502 599, or you can pop into 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. We can answer any questions you like. We can give you a load sizing form. We can just get the process moving. We're also, you know, DMS Energy are also the largest sellers of Victron equipment on the northwest coast, so we can help you out with that next solar project, whether it's big or small. You might have a caravan you need a charge controller for or a small panel. Pop in and see us. We've got them on the shelf.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy, Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Another Power Savers again next Monday morning, a little after 8:30. Have a great day, mate, and enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too, Lee. Thank you.